And you also note that every service, every sermon, really, will always highlight at least one or more aspects of this creed, because they are essential to what we believe as Christians. So let's turn to Heidelberg Catechism, Lord's Day 38, where we continue our study on the law of God. We go one by one, and we find ourselves in the fourth commandment, regarding the Sabbath rest. So Lord's Day 38, which is found on page 27 of your red books, and question and answer 103. So please respond to the questions. Question. What does God require in the fourth commandment? In the first place, God wills that the ministry of the gospel... I diligently attend church to learn the word of God, to use the holy sacraments, to call publicly upon the Lord, and to give Christian alms. In the second place, that all the days of my life I rest from my evil works, allow the work, and thus begin in this life the everlasting Sabbath. Amen. Congregation, some of us have a hard time with the concept of rest, maybe for different reasons. Some of us feel like we always need to be doing something, and we have to do something productive with our hands or something. Otherwise, we feel like we're lazy, we're not doing anything of use. At the same time, some of us maybe have a hard time resting because we have this skewed understanding of what rest means. Rest does not mean laziness. Neither does it mean doing nothing. And the Lord teaches us in the Word what rest means, especially in regards to the Sabbath. And so, and when God created everything in Genesis, he could have stopped at day six, right? And so the pattern of our life would have been work, work, work. But God in his wisdom created a seventh day specifically to rest in that day. But that doesn't mean that God did nothing. No, if you read in creation, he blessed it. He sanctified that day. He rested from all his work that he did for the previous 6 days, but he rested and he sanctified that day for us, to be a pattern for us in creation. Now, Exodus, Deuteronomy 5, which highlights the law of God, continues this pattern, but not only does it have this pattern in creation, but also in redemption. That it's not just so we have a day off of work, but we are resting in what God has done in his work of creation and resting in what God has done in his work of redemption. And so the Jews did that. And the event of redemption for them was the Exodus. Right? And then we celebrate, we rest in the final Exodus, the one that the Exodus points to in our liberation from our sin, liberation from the dominion of the devil into the kingdom of God. And so now we have this festive, we have this joy of resting in God's creation, because God created all things and all things were good. Yes, marred by sin, but nevertheless, we can enjoy God through his creation. But the only reason we can enjoy his creation is because we have been redeemed, because we have Christ as our Redeemer, and he has done the work for us that we may be considered sons and daughters of God. And so, as we think about what does it mean to rest on the Sabbath? The Catechism points to two things, kind of three, but it mentions, first of all, about our worship, right? It mentions, first of all, on the ministry of the gospel, right? That we must diligently attend, not just so you can rack up points with God, you know, how he's going to check how many times you come to church, but actually it's much more deeper than that. Because in God's wisdom, the proclamation of the gospel is where you will hear you are redeemed. And that is his primary means of how he blesses his people, through the preaching of the word. And even further than that, as a local body, it's an act for members of the covenant community to sit under biblical preaching. And so I say that because there is this, we have this consumeristic, we tend to have this consumeristic idea of church, of worship, of preaching. Like, oh, I don't like how that pastor's hair looks, or I don't like how, you know, this guy does that. But if the preaching is faithful, if the preaching is edifying and faithful to the Word of God, it is a place where we are commanded, I would even say, to attend and be under. It's an act of submission to God. Not because the pastor has some kind of authority over you. The pastor is held accountable to the Lord with everything he says, to feed the flock, to lead humbly, to minister to the people of God. And nevertheless, those who are in the body of Christ must be committed and diligently attend church to learn the Word of God, to use the sacraments. And it even talks about a couple of aspects of our worship, to call publicly upon God, which we do at the very beginning. We always begin with a call to worship as God calls us and brings his people together to gather. But also in prayer, we call upon God, right? In prayer with our needs, with our praises, with all of our requests. So we do all of these aspects in worship. And then it even says to give Christian alms. In some other Heidelberg Catechism translations, it says to give to the poor. And so there's an outflow of what the church does to the community abroad, to the people by us and next to us. And that the church is meant to not just be some holy huddle, but it's also meant to be sent out to bless our communities with the gospel and with giving of alms. And that's done that through not only helping the poor, but also giving to the church, so that the church can help those in the community as well, through offerings and such. And then secondly, the Heidelberg Catechism highlights, for us is evil, but nevertheless, what this getting at is that other families to take care of themselves, to rest from that, how God has called us to rest, and thus begin this life being, is to exalt God in all that we do. And so this is a chance for us every Lord's Day to be reminded, why are we redeemed? Why are we living the way? Why do we live in this life? Where is our life headed? And ultimately, all of it is for God's glory and how he's going to renew this creation because of what Christ has done. He reigns over all, and we are a part of that victory. And so we enjoy that. We celebrate that. We get to do that with as an immense privilege every Lord's Day. So let's conclude our Lord's Day 38 with that.